Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio in Gwinnett, this is Partners for Success, presented by Meridian Star Merchant Services.
Hello and welcome to Partners for Success, presented by Meridian Star Merchant Services. I'm Randy Hicks and my co-host Dennis Bonin, unfortunately, is out again this week, so you may hear from our outstanding producer, Mike Salmon. He may be chiming in from time to time. Mike, greetings.
Greetings, Randy. And again, I love it when you introduce me as outstanding. I got a lot to live up to now.
Well, that's especially after a night last night staying up late watching the Braves, right?
I did. I watched the entire game. You said you fell asleep after the 13th inning. I watched it through the 14th. You know, they beat, what, Miami 7-1 last night. They can't score any runs for like 12, 13 innings, and then they explode for six runs.
And that's the way a home run club goes, though, I guess, right?
That's the kind of team they are.
You know, the pitchers for both teams really were good, Mike Minor and Kevin Slowey.
Mike Minor's been good all year. He's been like the ace on that staff. Hopefully he can keep it going.
Absolutely. And I loved it that Justin Upton's home run is the – or his double, actually – is what started that six-run streak in the 14th inning.
Two-run double down into the left field corner, scored Simmons and scored Jason Hayward, and they took the lead, and they just didn't stop. They batted around that inning.
After that last series with Philly, it was great to see.
Hopefully now we'll start a winning streak, Randy.
All right, and on with the show. Let's go on with the show. Partners for Success is a show that highlights and promotes many of Atlanta's outstanding businesses and business leaders. Our guests for today's show are Dr. Lauren Millman, owner of the Suwanee Spine and Wellness Center in Suwanee, Georgia. Also, we have Melissa Kamek with Nationwide Insurance here in Buford. Let's get started with our first guest, Dr. Millman, owner of the Suwanee Spine and Wellness Center. Welcome to the show today, Dr. Millman.
Good morning, Randy. Thank you for having me.
Could you tell us a little bit about what you're trying to achieve, about your company, your business, and where you're going from now?
Simply put, I'm just trying to make people healthier. I'm putting their bodies in a position where not only are they able to heal, but they're able to experience life to an extent that, you know, they haven't been able to experience before. And that's honestly what chiropractic is. I'm an upper cervical chiropractor, and we're just out to make people healthier.
And actually, why then did you decide to become a chiropractor?
I became a chiropractor, actually, first and foremost, my older sister is a chiropractor, and then whenever I was in college and she first opened up her office in Florida, I went to work for her. It was the best job I could get at the time, as opposed to waiting tables, and I honestly fell in love with it. When I was there, I was all through college, and I fell in love with watching people heal in a way that no other service or healthcare method was able to provide. And I just fell in love with it. I fell in love with the people, the energy, and I knew very quickly that this was what I was going to do. So I went on to chiropractic school, and here I am now, and opening up my practice, and very thankful.
Well, one of the things we discussed prior to the show, and one of the things that's very interesting to me, and I'm sure it would be to our listeners, is to define a little bit about the upper chiropractic and the upper cervical services that you provide in differentiation to your standard chiropractic services.
Absolutely. I get that question probably every day. Like I had mentioned before, I am an upper cervical chiropractor, and most people have no idea what that is, and there's some out there that even think, wow, so you only see women. No, that is definitely not the case. Upper cervical is the uppermost area in your spine. It's actually your neck region. And we specialize in that area of your spine because I know that when that area is misaligned or if there's something that is being pinched up at that area, then I know it is affecting the rest of the spine the whole way down. So it's not until you really analyze with, you know, significant precision and specificity in that area, then you can affect not only the brainstem and the spinal cord up in that area. You're going to have a whole body effect whenever you are looking at that area very, very uniquely than what a traditional chiropractor would. So a lot of people think that I'm only looking at the neck or the neck region, that I'm only seeing people with neck pain or headaches, and that's definitely not the case. A significant amount of my patients will come in with low back pain, hip pain, knee pain, or something going on elsewhere in the body, and I never have to touch those areas to see significant relief. So I find a lot of times that my patients will come in and there's a problem elsewhere that hasn't been addressed, meaning in this upper cervical area. And that's why I get a lot of referrals from your traditional chiropractor, because they have only had so much success or improvement with other methods. So this really takes chiropractic to a whole new level. It really is it is really an elitist approach to chiropractic. So there's very few of us that practice this method. Less than 1% of all chiropractors actually specialize in upper cervical. So it is very, very different than what most people think of whenever they hear just the term chiropractic.
Well, is treatment for this method painful?
Absolutely not. There is absolutely no twisting, cracking, or popping involved with the actual correction method. And honestly, what I will do is you will lie on your side. If I feel that this is, if there is something going on in that region of your spine, you would lie on your on my table, and I use no more force than what it would take to check and see if a tomato was ripe. I am able to just put the side of my hand on the side of your neck, and just basically. A lot of times people say that it feels like a massage on the side of your neck, but there's no more force than what if it, than if I were to be taking your pulse right there. There's no, and there, again, there's no twisting, cracking, or popping, which a lot of people in traditional chiropractic, or they have been turned off in chiropractic because they didn't like, as they call it, being twisted, cracked, and popped. So,
right, exactly.
I once went to a traditional chiropractor, and they were literally, their entire body was on top of my body, and that was the last time I went to a chiropractor because of that. It was just a little different. So they were trying to twist and crack you and everything. But you mentioned upper cervical, and that it seems to me it's the most important thing, because you say it kind of controls the entire spine.
It does.
And you said there's so few of you that do that and specialize in that. Why is that? Why isn't everybody trained to do what you do?
Because it's not easy. And that's not to say that other chiropractors wouldn't do things that are challenging, but the amount of training that it takes to get to this point and the amount of precision and specificity, just if you look at how we take our x-rays, we are constantly using objective data to see how where a patient starts from. And after every correction, we are using objective data to see if we have made a correction. And if we haven't made a correction, we're going to go back and do it again. So we are constantly rechecking and checking and checking. So it takes all the guesswork out of it. And, I mean, it's time-consuming. There's some chiropractors that, you know, they see, you know, several hundred patients a day, and and with this type of work, I don't think that you would, you know, I think there's more time spent with the patient because the amount of detail that I am putting into every visit. So, but that's where the results come in.
Well, how would our listeners know, or how would I know if I needed to come see you for an upper cervical treatment of some type?
Well, the only way to know if you would, you know, if your life could be affected with this type of treatment would be to first come in and talk with me and let me see what's going on. I don't know if you have a misalignment that could be corrected until I use my data to see that. There's a list of tons of conditions that we have helped with in our office. We've had help with anything from, you know, autistic children. We have a lot of neurological conditions, adults that come in. We fibromyalgia, multiple sclerosis. A lot of these conditions right now, they will, I see everything under the sun that have been improved through this type of care. We have a lot of trigeminal neuralgia patients. And definitely have still your neck pain, back pain, and headaches. You know, we'll always see those as well. But there's a list on our website, swaneespine.com, and you could take a look at there and see if there's anything on that list that could be plaguing you or your family. And
okay. Well, one of the things that I hear often referred to in this area is a body imbalance.
Mm-hmm.
Really, what is that, and how do you treat for something of that nature?
Sure. Well, that's what we specialize in. Body imbalance is what typically is going to happen whenever that upper cervical area misaligns. It's going to affect the rest of your spine all the way down. So you're going to have a misalignment, and because your spine works as a unit, your body's going to start compensating in certain areas, and that's what I call body imbalance. So, you know, whenever your body starts compensating for that upper cervical misalignment, you're going to start, you know, bowing and compressing your spine will, you might notice that some, you know, you might look at someone, they may have a low shoulder, or you may look at their hips and their hips may be twisted. I have a unit in my office. It's basically, it's two scales put together. And what I do is I have my patients stand on with one foot on each of these scales, and I want to see if they're distributing their weight evenly. And if they're walking around, and I see a lot of times patients will come in, and whenever before they start care, they may have 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. I've seen as much as 65 pounds off to one side or another. And they look at me like, Doc, I don't understand why I'm having back pain. Well, you know, that's how your body compensates, or that's the body imbalance that I'm looking at from that misalignment.
Hmm. Well, also, one of the other things in your treatment methodology, it's such a small area that you treat. How do you really affect the whole body just from that small area?
Well, everything is connected. Your brain actually will turn into your brainstem, actually as it comes through the skull, and then your brainstem actually turns into your spinal cord, and then wrapped around that are your vertebrae and your bones, your spine. So if there's something that's being pinched or affected up here, that's going to cause like a domino effect down the rest of your spine. And so nerves coming out even down below or lower down, those are being affected whenever you're having this twisting, bowing, and compressing. So the whole, I like to stress to people that, you know, we're not just looking at, you know, one organ system or one part or one bone. The whole entire body is connected. So it's just a matter of how you go about correcting the whole frame.
Randy asked a question earlier about how does someone maybe know if they need your help or need your services.
Uh-huh.
I would say if they've maybe been to a doctor and the doctor says, don't do this, don't do that, you're limited doing this, maybe that's a good person for you to talk to.
The majority, you're right, and thank you for bringing that up. Most of my patients, actually the majority of my patients will come in from other practitioners, whether it's chiropractors or medical doctors or orthos or alike, and they've been told at some point, you know, this is all we can do. Your only method are injections, pain meds. Most of my patients have been told that their only option is medication and surgery. And we keep patients from that. The majority of my patients were told that, or a significant amount of my patients were told that they needed surgery and all they were able to get is medication. And those patients are pain-free and they never had to go under the knife.
Can you give us a story of maybe somebody that you've worked with where they were limited to what they could do, told, don't do this, don't do that, and you've been able to work with them?
I'll tell you a really good story, one that's touched our whole office. And currently we have a patient that has come in. It was a 13-year-old girl, and she was diagnosed with a very, very severe case of scoliosis. Honestly, it was textbooks. I had not seen a case this severe other than what were in my college textbooks. And she came in. She was scheduled for surgery in 4 weeks, and they said, I don't know. We don't know what to do. They haven't given us any option. And it was very scary for the family. And they came in and I said, you know what? We don't know what we can do. Let's go ahead and let's see if this misalignment is really causing your entire body to have this effect. And so after three treatments, her parents could see such a visible change in her in their child that they canceled the surgery. And today it's been now 3 months. And there is absolutely zero talk of ever needing surgery. She came in at a 42-degree curve, which I know that's very, very severe. And I don't know what the measurement now is, but she is visibly perfectly straight right now as I've been checking her. So her family is beyond thankful, but they're trying to now see about trying to get other people with scoliosis in the Suwannee community or the Gwinnett community who don't realize that this is even an option. You know, the medical community, you know, up to a point, they say if you suspect your child has scoliosis, you're going to go in. There's nothing they can do up until the point when you need surgery. So they keep monitoring it and keep having you come back in until finally they pull the trigger and say, now it's time. And what we're out there trying to scream and say, before it gets to that point, there are things you can do. Don't wait to the point whenever you are needing surgery to get to that point. So she's my little superstar, and she's doing great. And her whole life has been affected. You know, they were going to, when she had that, if she was scheduled for that surgery, there was a really good chance that she was going to have significant complications when she got older to having children. Most people who have rods put in their back, that is a complication to that. And, you know, and her father told me the last couple of visits he came in, I can't even imagine having to know to put my child under the knife, knowing that at 13, we're going to have to maybe say that she's going to not be able to have children later. And so they're like, thank you for that.
So, wow. So that really changes the whole scene of medicine and care and treatment for patients.
You know, and I wish we would work to, I wish chiropractors or any time, you know, whether they're specialty chiropractors or not, I wish we would work more with the medical community, you know, not that we're separate and you get to this point and it shouldn't have to get to that point, you know, and we should be able to work together. And my dream and my vision is that we can work together. You know, you break a bone, please don't come see me. Go to the, you know, there's things that they specialize in and that they're really good at. I'm not so sure wellness is one of those things, or true preventative medicine is one of those things. And so, you know, I wish we would work more with those people, those doctors.
We could probably do a whole show about why is that. We've had other folks that do kind of what you do on the show before, and they said, I don't want to go into it right now, but for some reason that there's that
disconnect.
Thank you.
And we see that, and I think out there people like myself are out there, and we're just trying to screen, like, listen, it's, you know, there are other options out there.
Is it because Dr. Millman, of what people used to think of chiropractors, it was never considered serious, or the reputation of chiropractors in the past?
We see less than 1%, you know, less than 1% of chiropractors do this, and then so therefore we're seeing, you know, on the big scheme of things, we're seeing a significant amount of the population compared to what, you know, people think of chiropractic. You know, we're not seeing that much of the population. And so, you know, most practitioners or doctors don't know this exists out there. Most of my patients are like, I why did it take so long for me to find you? Well, I just didn't even know you were here. And so that's why I really push my patients to be like, you need to tell others about your success. And that's where, you know, right now we're becoming a word-of-mouth practice because of the success that's going on out there.
Well, technologically, where do you see the upper cervical advancing to in the next few years?
Right now, where it's even come in the last 10 years is unbelievable. Where it's going in the next 10 years, I don't even know. I know, you know, personally where I see my practice going, but just, you know, the profession of upper cervical, I do know, I feel it's where chiropractic is going. I mean, I think we're going to see more and more and more upper cervical chiropractors than before. I do feel that. I'm not sure. I can't wait to see. I just know where it's been in the last 10 years, and it is becoming more and more talked about.
And tell us, where do you hope your business will actually be in the next 5 to 10 years?
I definitely want to expand. I want to expand, and my ultimate dream is for you to see multiple satellite offices around Gwinnett County or even Atlanta. My ultimate goal, my career goal, is to have at least 5 offices before I retire. So, and I'm excited about that. I want to bring a whole new wave of wellness that people don't know about, but where it's they can, you know, where they can travel and easily get to it. Make it more accommodating, if you will. So if that's a satellite office in Buckhead or other places in Gwinnett County, we'll see. I have no idea where those are. Swanee Spinal Wellness Center has only been open for less than a year now, so we still have a little ways to go for Swanee Spine. But I have very, very big dreams.
Awesome. That's great.
Randy, can I ask one more question before you wrap up with Dr. Millman?
Sure.
I've got to ask about this massage therapist. Do you take horses in your office? Tell us about what's going on there. I had to get the question.
I knew it was coming. I knew you weren't going to be able to bite your tongue on that one. Mike's asking because he's recently heard that my massage therapist specializes in horse massage. So, you know, I probably will not see horses in this particular clinic. I will never rule anything out. You know, the floors are nice, but
and we want to keep them that way.
So I'm not thinking that horses are going to be probably in our best interest at Swanee Spine, but You know what? I'll never rule out anything. How's that?
But you do have massage therapy.
I have.
You don't have to be a whore. She's done that, but she does humans as well.
Exactly. We actually have a neuromuscular therapist on staff, and she's phenomenal. And everything, all the other services that we do offer in the office, everything is geared towards enhancing the adjustment. So they're not independent services that we offer. Everything is there for a reason, and it's to give you the best benefit that you can from the adjustment that you will receive. So everything really works hand in hand together, including the neuromuscular therapy. So that works very well. Whenever you're ready and your body is stable up to that point, then I sometimes will recommend neuromuscular therapy for the patients, and it really seems to enhance their healing.
That's great. Well, just your attitude, of course, makes us all excited about the industry, and I hope that it grows and helps a lot of people from that standpoint.
As do I, and thank you for having me on. This has been wonderful.
Well, for our listeners who might want to find some more information or possibly come and visit you, why don't you tell us a little bit how to reach out?
I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and I do have a website as well, swaneyspine.com. If you can follow me on Twitter, we are at swaneyspine. And on Facebook as well, you can search for us, Swanee Spine and Wellness Center.
And, of course, give us your location.
Oh, you might need that. Well, we are in Swanee, right there at the corner of Peachtree Industrial and Moore Road, right behind the Chick-fil-A, in between Genesis Salon and the Beer Growler. Your hair done, have a drink, and then come over.
With coordinates like that, I'm sure everyone can find you.
Absolutely.
Thanks a lot. We appreciate you being on the program today, Dr. Millman.
Thank you.
And our next guest today on Partners for Success is Melissa Kamek with Nationwide Insurance in Buford. Melissa, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Randy. Good morning.
Good morning. And why don't you tell us a little bit about your business and what you do?
I will, but first I want to say, Dr. Millman, it truly sounds like you have a magical touch, and I look forward to hearing or talking to you after the show.
Absolutely.
All right, so a little bit about the Nicholas Green Agency with Nationwide. I am Nick's right-hand man, and we are so close to opening our brick and mortar in Sugar Hill. So we are very, very, very excited. We are a full-service insurance agency. I understand many people hear insurance and they think, yuck, but it is a necessary evil. We definitely strive to be different in that we are true advocates for the community.
Well, that's great. Well, I have a lot of questions about insurance, and obviously the first one is cost. I mean, that's the first thing I look at. That's the first thing that my wife looks at. Is it advantageous for people to constantly shop around to find a better savings on insurance?
Well, unfortunately, the cost of living is increasing. Just look at your grocery bill. Look at your utility bills. Insurance is increasing in that, unfortunately, we live in an area where we can have water damage, tornadoes, fires. Someone within my church community just lost their home recently to a fire. It just totally gutted the place. So, yes, unfortunately, there are increases, just like with our groceries. But as far as shopping around, going, gosh, my insurance went up $5 or $20, I'm going to go check out XYZ company. It's really not to your best advantage to do this. When a person jumps, hops, and hops and hops from insurance company to insurance company, your what's called kind of it's a insurance rating, it tends to lower. So a person that stays with the company 6 months and then hops to another and then hops to another, this does lower your insurance risk assessment. It lowers your score, I guess. It's not credit-based or any of that. There are many factors that are involved when you do get an insurance premium.
So someone who's been around with the same company for 20 years or so would have a better quote-unquote score.
Well, as far as insurance risk, they could, definitely. It's okay to shop around, but not every 6 months. You need to have prior insurance history. You definitely need that. You need to wait a few years. A person who's been with the company for 20 years, that's amazing. We don't see that very often.
Okay. Well, I know that there are minimums that each state offers or requires, I guess would be a better term to use, for insurance standards. Are those adequate?
Well, some people think, gosh, insurance is so expensive, but I have to have this stuff. I'll just have state minimum. Well, currently with Georgia, state minimum would be $25,000 of insurance per person, $50,000 per occurrence, and $25,000 worth of property damage. So let me just pose this question to you. If you're driving down 400 or 85 and you look down at your text because it beeps or whatever, although I really do not text and drive, I'm just saying. However, I see it on the highway all the time because I do drive a lot. You look down at a text, and before you can stop, you hit this wonderful Mercedes SUV. That person driving the Mercedes in front of you has three kids in the back. I'm just asking you, do you think $50,000 per occurrence is enough to handle their injuries?
Yeah.
So we try to steer our members away from state minimum just because we live in a huge metropolitan city. Unfortunately, when there is a wreck, it's typically very expensive. And take a look at the billboards. Sue this person, sue that person. We're in a very litigious society. So we try to steer our members away.
And how really, from that standpoint, do you think that umbrella policies are worthwhile?
Absolutely. I have a son, and I have to give a shout out. He's about to turn 13 tomorrow. So happy birthday, Jacob. I'm so proud of you. Yay.
Congratulations.
But
a teenager in the house.
Uh-oh. I know. But he is a good kid. He really, I'm amazed. I'm a very blessed person. I do have an umbrella policy because I know soon, very, very soon, my son will begin driving. And if he does have an accident, here he is, a young male driver. And if he does become involved in a horrific accident, we will get sued. I'm sure. So what an umbrella policy does, if you think about a regular umbrella, an umbrella policy covers all of those additional costs if you are sued. A typical lawsuit can cost over $300,000. So if you have coverage of, let's say, state minimum, $25,000 per person, $50,000 per occurrence, where are you going to come up with that $250,000? Here in Georgia, your wages can be garnished. So a $1 million, $2 million, $5 million umbrella will help with that in case you are sued. So I highly recommend an umbrella.
So an umbrella policy, how does that differ from bundled services?
With what?
Bundled.
Oh,
services.
With bundled. Well, bundled is just a little different. When you bundle your policies, you'll have it will increase your discount, your savings. For example, if you have a home or if you rent a home and you have a tenant's policy and then you have your car insurance, you can bundle those policies. And also another savings would be if you had multiple cars, then you would have a multi-car discount. So bundling just helps to increase your savings, whereas umbrella truly, truly covers, I can't say 100% covers, but helps to cover you in case you are sued.
So if you have all those items under the umbrella?
I definitely recommend it. I'm not going to say 100% it's going to cover every penny because who knows what can happen. However, definitely provides you additional protection.
Melissa, you brought up your son who's going to be 13.
Yes.
I have a teenage daughter as well. What for those listening, and they have teenagers that are going to be driving or are driving, what are some ways to save money? Because insurance for teenagers can be very expensive. Do you have the discounts? Back when I was growing up, you had the good student. If you took driving lessons, that would help. Talk about some ways where you can maybe save some dollars on your premium.
Absolutely. Definitely defensive driving. Get a certificate. Have that person take an accredited course. That will provide substantial savings. as well as good grades. So I definitely require my kid to have not perfect, but a B average, B plus. If you have a 3.0 or above, you get that. So that's an additional savings. I know your insurance will increase if you do have a teenage driver. It is what it is.
Especially in Atlanta.
It is what it is. They don't have the experience. There's really nothing that we can do about that. But if you have good grades, you take defensive driving, you have multiple policies, you can bundle your policies, it will provide you some savings. And again, I highly recommend that umbrella.
Okay. Well, your agency is involved quite a bit in the community, I understand, too. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, we are right now we're in Buford, and we are about to open that office in Sugar Hill. We will be right at the corner of Highway 20, and it's Broad and Sycamore. I don't know if you know where the little town hall for Sugar Hill is, but it's very close to there. It's right next to Trader Golf, so Nick is very excited about working next to Trader Golf. I don't think I'll see him in the office very often. He'll be playing with the golf clubs next door. We love the Lanier community. We are active within Lanier Middle School, Lanier High School, the athletics, the orchestra departments. We are very, very active. Nick has done a phenomenal job being out in the community.
And from that standpoint, how are you involved in the community yourself?
Well, I feel like I network quite a bit within that area. I network and I do volunteer at Lanier Middle. And as my son gets into Lanier High School, I'm sure I'll go to Lanier High School as he's my only kid, so I'll follow him. So we are active that way and also through sports. My son is involved in Taekwondo. So within that little community, with the Taekwondo community in Sugar Hill. So we definitely help to promote any activities that involve kids and wellness and safety and all that.
And your new office will be open in July, correct? Of 2013?
Any day. We are waiting to paint. We're getting the go-ahead to go ahead and paint. So we are so excited.
Well, let's talk just a moment about commercial insurance. I understand. Tell our listeners a little bit about what really is the top five commercial appetite.
Well, for Nationwide, every company is a little different. With Nationwide, we definitely can write somebody that has a landscaping business. That is, we do offer a very, very reasonable premium for that. Also, a person who maybe owns homes that they rent out. We can bundle those homes into a commercial policy so that way you don't have 50 million different policies that come due on different times. We offer a very reasonable rate for that person that has a landlord type of business. Another one would be a janitor. We do great. We write some policies. I have something I'm working on right now, but the kicker to this one is the waxing and buffing. That can be an issue. So if you have questions, please call me. Mm-hmm. So we like those type of businesses, not necessarily the huge, huge ones. We can do some auto repair places. That's fine. But again, we have there are variables that we need to take into account, and we'll ask a lot of questions. Another one is a restaurant. As long as the alcohol sales do not exceed 30%, but we love restaurants.
Great. Well, that's good to know because certainly we have a lot of business owners that are listening to their programs. And do you have any hints or tips, or should they just contact you directly for further information about their business?
Contact us directly, again, because every policy we write, whether it's a personal policy or a commercial policy, is unique. We take the time, we take a consultative approach where we take the time to listen to our members, try to understand their needs the best way, and so that we can provide solutions for their insurance needs. again, we're not a 1-800, hey, let's get a quote really quick. We want to take the time to listen to your needs. And every single policy is unique.
Great. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's what business owners really like to hear. Mm-hmm. That's certainly what I like to hear. Mm-hmm. So from that standpoint, where do you see the Green Agency in the next 5 years?
One thing I can say about Nick Green is he is young and energetic. He is excited. He is so full of energy. This business will grow and grow. Right now, we will have one office that we're about to open. But I would say within 5 years, he'll have another office. In the next few months, we will definitely staff our office with other sales, with other agents to support him. We will just continue to grow and network and market. He is very, very, he has a vision to truly, truly help Sugar Hill and listen to our members and provide insurance based on his or her needs.
Okay. Well, if any of our business listeners would like to get a hold of you or personal listeners, how would they best do that?
Well, we give out our cell phones. All of our sales right now, it's just Nick and me. However, we're growing. We're in the process of hiring. We give our cell phone numbers to all of our members and prospects. So the best way to get a hold of me is through my cell phone, and that is 404-805-3049.
Great. Well, Melissa, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
We're glad to have you on Partners for Success.
I really wanted to ask if they offered insurance for horses, but if you notice, I stayed away from that. I did not go there.
Thank you, Wilbur.
Mr. Ed, thank you. Well, Randy, tell us about what's going on at Meridian Star Merchant Services.
Well, you know, at Meridian Star, certainly things change, just like we talked about a lot with the businesses and with the industry that's going on and the changes in finance that are going on in our economy, both from a local, domestic U.S. and a worldwide economy. Things are constantly happening and changing. We're going through a lot of training now on point-of-sale systems, a lot of training now on financial solutions and things for our customers to be able to also provide the solutions that they need to help their businesses run even more seamlessly as well.
I know Dennis is doing a lot of that training as we speak, and he needs to hurry up and get back to the studio. He may be out of a job. You're doing such a great job with the hosting by yourself.
Well, thanks. And I really, as a matter of fact, I appreciate you joining in and helping out.
Glad to help. Always. Oh, I'm very good at asking those really dumb questions.
And our guests today for a really great show have been Dr. Lauren Millman, owner of the Suwanee Spine and Wellness Center in Suwanee, Georgia, and also Melissa Kamek with Nationwide Insurance in Buford. Remember, you can listen to our show live every Tuesday morning at 11:30 a.m. on this Business Radio X station. You can also listen to any of our shows anytime, 24/7, by logging into our website, partnersforsuccess.businessradiox.com. Partners for Success is presented by Meridian Star Merchant Services, your partner in processing, where we not only have the best rates in the industry, we're always there when you need us. Call us anytime at 1-855-MER-STAR. And thanks to you, Mike, for making the show run flawlessly.
Thank you for allowing me to co-host with you.
And thanks a lot. We appreciate it. Thanks, everyone, for joining us. We look forward to joining us right here next week on Partners for Success.